Hello everyone, and in today's podcast I'm gonna focus on Star Wars universe. If you're not interested, you may turn off this podcast right now, because we'll go to some really deep stuff. So what I'm gonna focus on is Star Wars, and particularly TV series called Mandalorian, which got announced like a month ago and already has 4 episodes out. Firstly, let's start up with main characters, and we don't know much about neither of them, but they are Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. Basically, what we know about Mandalorian is that he survived the Mandalorian Purge, and now they all have to hide in order to be secure. What we see in the movie is that he's a bounty hunter, as most of Mandalorians are, but what makes him different is that he's not just a bounty hunter, but he has feelings, as we can see, because he was the one to save the baby Yoda. Forgot to tell that there will be a bunch of spoilers on even the latest episode, for which came out like 5 hours ago, because I already watched it. And the next character I find the most interesting in the whole Mandalorian series, and it's Baby Yoda. Even if you don't watch Star Wars, watch Mandalorian, you still know about him from all those memes on the internet. And the thing with him, the case with him, is that George Lucas himself, creator of Star Wars, didn't ever want to talk much about the Yoda species. And that's, I think, because he wanted to make Yoda the only one. But as we saw in original trilogy, there was Yodel, which was a woman of his species. And she only appeared once for several seconds. But everyone remembered her, and she died between episode 1 and 2. As we know from books and comics, she tried to save Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker, and she sacrificed herself. But that's not the point. The point is that, as was told in Mandalorian series, the baby Yoda is 50 years old, and you may be shocked, but the thing is, with the Yoda species, they live for about 900 years. For example, Yoda, by the time of first 2-6 episodes, was about 900 or 1,000 years old. So 50 is about 4-6 years in like human age. But the most interesting thing is that there is a lot of controversy about his origin, and a lot of YouTubers, which have like over a million subs, state that he's a clone. And I really don't believe the theory, because first of all, there is nothing about it told, and second of all, as he was born 50 years ago, and the series take place 5 years after the 6 episodes, it's very likely the Yoda was alive at the time of when everything was filmed. So I believe that he may have a child with Yoda, which was shown in episode 1. So it's either a child of Yoda with Yodel, or it may be just one representative of his species, and it's nothing like unique about him. Also, the thing is, we don't know if everyone in his species has Force and has some link to Force, but as you may see, all 3 Yoda race, Yoda species, humanoids, which were shown in Star Wars, had some connection with Force, and their midichlorian level was higher than average. So I tend to believe that every humanoid of his species is linked to Force. Also, the order to capture the Baby Yoda was given from Empire, which was already broke up like 5 years before the old Mandalorian thing, but it may be some still left out there, so yeah, that's not the point. My point is that it's either Baby Yoda, like Yoda's child, biological child, but it's there's no way to clone, because first of all, how would they clone Yoda? And second of all, I just don't see a lot of idea in it. It's not really that, because everyone's like, Rey will have raise a clone or raise Palpatine's daughter and stuff, etc., etc. And others usually scream that, I don't know, Palpatine got clones and stuff, and he will appear in episode 9. Yeah, I believe that he will appear in episode 9, but I don't think he will be a clone. It's more likely to be droids. As in, like, I read a book recently, and it stated that Palpatine had several droids which would took over control if Palpatine would be dead. So, and it sounds more realistic than having like several clones or something, so I tend to believe the theory more. Coming back to Mandalorian, episode 4 features a lot of great stuff. The whole TV series, it's worth watching, and I really didn't expect much from Disney, because you all know what they did was episode 7 and 8. But John Favreau, the producer and scriptwriter for Mandalorian, really took his time and learned a lot of stuff about the Star Wars universe. We may see a lot of Easter eggs in the movie. For example, Jawas in episode 3, they have the droid which appeared 50 something years before in movie 1, in the first movie of the trilogy. So yeah, he put a lot of mind in this project, and I'm really happy about it, because all recent, except of Rogue One was really great, but all other stuff which Disney did in recent 5 years was Lucasfilm or just awful. Basically, that's all I wanted to tell today. If you like this podcast, just watch it till the end, like it, comment, tell me what I should change. Thanks for watching.